Hey guys, I'm back. Thanks again for tuning into my podcast where we discuss everything from transforming your body to improving the way you live your life. And today I wanted to share with you guys a big change that I made early in my life. And I'm grateful that I made this change. I made the decision to change my life and I did this really important thing that I'm going to share with you today that helped me make better decisions regularly. Like I really made a strong decision here and it paid itself off. So I'm gonna help you guys make a similar decision today as well. Because I get asked all the time how I made a change in my life. Going from being broke, unhealthy, being depressed, to changing that and being where I am today, having transformed my body significantly, having improved the way I live my life, and now being a role model helping others around Australia make a massive change for themselves as well. And it really comes down to one key change, and it's something you can do. It's a simple change. It can happen in an instant, but it's quite a hard thing to implement, and I'm going to help you with that today. What I did is I made the decision to take the harder option, right? If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. Right? Think about that. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what's hard now, your life will be easy. It's hard to make a radical change in your behavior. It's hard to take responsibility for your actions. It's hard to stop procrastination. It's hard to stay consistent eating the right food. It's hard to push yourself to the limits with your training. It's hard to develop an amazing relationship. It's hard to create financial freedom and wealth. It's hard to do it, but just because it's hard doesn't mean that you can't do it. But we've got to commit to doing the things that we know we need to do to get those results. We've got to start committing to doing the harder approach, because otherwise, you'll end up taking the easy option. And the easy option is to just resist change and be the same. It's the easy to blame others and make excuses. It's easy to procrastinate and do nothing. It's very easy to just eat unhealthy food, fall off a diet, take it easy and never work out. It's easy to just fall into a bland relationship, and it's easy to just spend money on junk and be a slave to money. Most people take the easy option because in the short term, there's no hard work. That's why it's the easy option. But remember this, if you take the easy option now, your life will be hard. If you commit now and do what is hard, your life will be easy in the long run. That's what we need to understand, a very key distinction. And back when I made this distinction in my life, I sat there and I went, look, I'm taking the easy option. Like, I'm always looking for shortcuts. I'm always looking to make things easier for myself. I'm making excuses. I'm not changing. I was just doing stuff that was easy in the moment because it didn't require any hard work, but it wasn't getting anywhere. It just made my life harder, right? If you don't take responsibility for your actions and you just blame others and make excuses for your situation, life's going to be hard because you're never taking control. You've got no control. When you're in control of something, if something fucks up or you suck at something, but you take responsibility for it, you're in control now. Now you can make change. But if it's someone else's fault, then you're always going to be a victim. Right? So it's hard to take responsibility. It's hard to make those decisions. But as soon as you do, as soon as you just make it a non-negotiable, a must, something that you are always going to do, you're always going to look down the barrel of an easy option or a hard option, and you're going to choose that hard option. As soon as you commit to choosing the harder option always, you are going to be a fighter. You are going to have an easier life because results, success, these things will just start to happen for you. These things will just start to happen for you because you've put in the work, because you've taken the harder option. Like if you do it tough now for the next few years, you will significantly set yourself up for a better future. It's like people who just piss away their 20s, right? In their 20s. And you might be listening to this and you're way older and thinking, fuck, pissed away my 40s. Well, think about it this way. A lot of people just mess up their 20s, right? Most people do. I'm so grateful that, You know, I only pissed away the first bit of my 20s and really got a hold of it and started to make some change. Most people drink so much alcohol, they eat the wrong foods, right? They don't train because they don't have to do it when they're younger. They spend all their money on random shit and they don't focus on what really matters. They take the easy option all the time from childhood all the way through their 20s. And they get to a stage generally in their 30s or even 40s and they're like, wake up and they think, oh shit. Okay, I've taken the easy option for so damn long, life is now hard, right? It gets to the stage where you're like, oh shit, I'm living paycheck to paycheck, I'm now getting fat, my relationship sucks, and I'm 32 or whatever you may be, or you're 29, you're about to turn 30, and you think, oh shit, now I've got the next 60 to 70 years of my life of being a slave to the paycheck, working some job I don't like, having life that I didn't really want or wish for, being in this shitty relationship with an unhealthy fat body that's only getting worse. And so many people find themselves in that situation. And it's because you've been taking the easy option for too long. Or you've been doing it tough in one area of your life, but everything else has just gone by the wayside. And so if you want a better future, you've got to put in the work now. And this doesn't mean that, you know, like you see those memes on Facebook, those entrepreneurship ones where you see like, put in a year of hard work and you'll never work a day in your life and all that sort of shit. It's not like that. Right, what this is you committing now early on to doing the things that are going to actually improve your life. Because if you take the hard option now and you commit to hard options, success will just come. If you take the hard option to, instead of investing and spending your money on a nice new car, which a lot of people do in their 20s, which is a total waste of money, instead of spending 20, 30, 40, 50 more $1,000 on a car, right? Maybe you should spend that money on education. Right? Or an investment, or an investment in yourself, learning about business, or learning about how to take care of your body, or learning how to be the best version of you, doing personal development events, having a life coach to help you get into the best possible, get the most out of you. Because when you're running and you're functioning at its optimal level, yes, you're putting the hard work, right? You're putting hard work to function optimally, to get your body, your mindset, everything at a stage where you're fully set up and ready for life. Most people don't do that. And if you don't do that, you're going to end up spending the rest of your life wasted. You're not living to your optimal potential. It's a waste. Like you've got certain potential within you, and if you're not realizing that potential, or you know, educating yourself to the highest level that you possibly need, you're just not doing yourself justice, right? This is just a game. This could just be one big simulation, this world. It could just be a simulation. If you believe in simulation theory, like a lot of people like Elon Musk, for example, believes in, this could just be a game that we're all plugged into, and you're using this character, you're abusing it, and you're wasting the first 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of your freaking life, you know, taking the easy route to the point where now life is difficult, right? You see people who are like in their 40s or 50s, and they're a slave now. They're a slave to the man working their 9-to-5 in the job that they hate. They're in a relationship they don't like. Their body's getting fatter and fatter. And it's tough to turn around that situation because you've dug yourself a damn hole. Yeah, and I have clients that are in their 30s, in their 40s, and a lot of them have dug themselves that hole where it's really hard to get out of now. Because just to pay for their debt and their bullshit and their lifestyle they've created, they have to work ridiculous hours to the point where they don't have time to work on their body or their mindset. It's like this big negative trap and negative cycle. So if you're young and you're not in that situation yet, you're going to need to put in some hard work now. Start taking care of your body now. Start taking care of your mindset and investing, doubling down in your mindset rather than bullshit. Start spending money on the right things. Invest money now. The best time to invest money was freaking yesterday. Because if you're not aware of compound interest, then what the hell are you doing? Like, you've got to start early. The earlier you start, the better it is for you, because growth isn't linear, it is exponential. So get on that shit ASAP, right? If you jump on the train too late, you're never going to get to the destination. It just won't happen, okay? You've got to be there in the long run. So get started as soon as possible and start taking the harder option now, even though it is going to be hard. If you start to enjoy challenges and you start to look for the harder option because you know it's going to pay off better in the long run, you're ensuring that your life will be amazing. You're ensuring that you can retire at 40. Like, come on. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to live when their kids are getting older and they're having grandkids and stuff? Who doesn't want to live those years in their 40s and 50s not having to work, instead doing passion projects and doing great stuff and having a great body and healthy? Or would you rather work in your 50s at Bunnings with health problems, living paycheck to paycheck, always at the doctor and being fat and feeling like shit? Because that's a lot of people. That's the average person in Australia. They don't have any money to retire, their body's fucking breaking down, and they feel like shit, and they're depressed, and now they're a burden on their kids. Like, if you don't focus on this shit now, you're going to have to pay for it in the long run. So many people say they can't afford coaching, they can't afford personal trainers, they can't afford... My coaching program's $8,000, yeah? For 12 months. That's how much it is at the moment. It'll be more soon, because I keep bumping that shit up to get the most committed people possible, and I can't work with everybody. So... it's $8,000 to work with me, yeah? Over 12 months, which is pretty fucking cheap because you can get payment plans where it works down to like 60 to 70 bucks a week. Like, it's not that much money. And yet people tell me all the time that they can't afford it. Yeah, they can't afford it because they've designed their lifestyle in a dumb way. Yet they have a car, right? Which is worth 10 times what the program is. They have a Mercedes, right? Or they have some dumb house that they're paying off, right? People, it's priorities. And yet you won't invest now into the most important thing, which is backing yourself, your body, your health. And these are the same people that are going to battle with their weight for years and years and years buying cheap, crappy programs, right, that don't work. They've never made any proper change in their life. They haven't had a proper mentor. They never invested to the point where now they're having to spend the money on freaking, in their 50s and 60s, on medication, prescription meds, seeing the doctor regularly, going seeing specialists, going and doing scans, and all this bullshit that people do all the time. Diabetes costs you lots of money, right? Like, if people don't understand this, spend the money now. Spend the time now, spend the effort now, and you will just seem to have your shit together to the point where you'll be one of those people who's cruising around with a big smile on their face, driving a Bentley in a great relationship, and enjoying life on your terms, being fit and healthy. And others look at them and go, oh, fuck this guy. Well, guess what? He put in the hard damn work. So make a commitment today to take the hard option. Don't bitch out. Stop procrastinating. Stop taking it easy. Stop the instant gratification of just sitting down and watching Netflix. Instead, get up and find joy in doing the hard work and challenging yourself, but knowing that it's going to pay off big time. You will start to become a lucky person. Good things will happen to you if you put in the work. That's the most important thing, and it's one of the biggest lessons I've had in my life. It was the biggest defining, changing moment for me when I finally started just putting in the hard work and doing the harder option rather than the easy option. It seems simple. I know it's hard, but I can always help you with that if you'd like. You can always message me, hit me up, and I'll be able to provide you some advice, guys. But that's the biggest takeaway I wanted you to get from this podcast. Make that decision. Because you're going to make it now, or you're going to make it in 5 years and you've wasted 5 years. You're going to make it now, or you're going to make it in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Or you'll never make it and you'll never be able to fully enjoy an amazing lifestyle. Because, and I'll say it again, if you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what's hard, your life will be easy. If you've enjoyed this podcast, make sure you give this a thumbs up. Let me know. Give it a 5-star rating. I'd really appreciate it. And I'll see you guys in the next one.